We've been looking this week at changes expected if winters continue to get warmer and shorter. But what if climate change could be slowed down through cutting greenhouse gas emissions, including from their second biggest human-made source, which is electricity generation? The Milwaukee area utility We Energies is promising additional reductions, but as Chuck Kornbach reports, there are still questions about whether the cuts will be enough and who would pay the bill.
There's hardly a better place to get a listen and look at the We Energies Oak Creek coal-burning power plant than the parking lot at the publicly accessible fishing pier north of the plant. Company Executive Vice President Dan Kruger is there with us and explains the sound.
That's the air quality control system that's scrubbing out nitrous oxide, sulfur dioxide, mercury from the system. It's one of the cleanest, lowest emitting coal plants in the United States.
But while We Energies has cut some air pollutants in recent decades, it's still a relatively high emitter of carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas contributing to climate change. The utility says it wants to reduce CO2 emissions 80% by 2030 compared to 2005 levels and halt use of coal as an energy source by the end of 2032. To begin to do that, We Energies plan to shut down the four oldest of the six coal-burning units at Oak Creek over the next 2 years and add more renewable energy from sources like big solar energy farms and wind turbines. But Kruger says to meet peak demand for electricity, the company has to add a recently announced billion-dollar natural gas plant at the Oak Creek property.
The plants are not a one-for-one replacement. So again, they're there to provide this provable ability to run a plant when needed. But the intention is that these plants will run as little as possible. And that's part of our approach to meeting our CO2 reduction goal, and also partially a reflection of the new rules that we expect to come. So coal plants, like the ones you see here, ideally run 50 to 70% of the time. The new gas plants we're proposing would run 10 to 20% of the time.
The proposed EPA rules would limit carbon emissions from new natural gas plants, but significantly, the agency recently decided to leave out existing gas plants. Even so, environmental groups are raising concerns about adding a new natural gas plant at Oak Creek, noting that gas production and distribution releases methane, a more potent greenhouse gas that doesn't stay in the atmosphere as long. Plus, burning natural gas produces methane too. There are also financial questions about the We Energies proposal and transition to cleaner energy sources. Tom Content is executive director of the Citizens Utility Board. He says once the power company files more information, he'll be looking to see if this plant and other proposed gas-fired generators around Wisconsin make good financial sense. That's seeing as how ratepayers are still helping fund some of the company's coal-fired plants.
The older Oak Creek plant that's shutting down, the ratepayers were asked to pay nearly $900 million for pollution controls to keep that plant going, and now they're jettisoning that plan and moving to natural gas instead. There's a lot going on with this company and with their planning, and their plans have changed considerably in recent years.
Content says besides maintaining older plants, ratepayers are also getting hit with development costs for solar farms that haven't come online yet. That pinch point for customers has triggered more activism in recent years from groups that want to change who controls the electric utility. More than 100 members of the Milwaukee Democratic Socialists of America and other groups met outside Milwaukee City Hall this month to deliver to Mayor Cavalier Johnson thousands of petitions calling for We Energies to become a publicly owned energy utility. Coalition spokesperson Andy Barber says, among other concerns, We Energies is too slow with cleaner power.
We need meaningful, community-driven environmental policy and action, and that's not going to happen with We Energies and their profit motivation.
But the activists are still trying to recruit an elected city leader powerful enough and willing to take on the big utility. We Energies says its investor-owned model has a robust partnership with the city on things like solar power and the industry clout to bring in repair crews from elsewhere when there are big local power outages. But if there's more warming of winters and widespread effects of climate change, it's possible citizens will keep the hot spotlight on power companies to do better. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.